For today's GeoQuiz, imagine being lost in a crowd of millions of pilgrims. The mass Hindu festival called the Kumbh Mela is underway. It's the largest religious gathering anywhere. We want you to name the city in India where it's happening. The BBC's Mukesh Sharma is there near the confluence of three sacred rivers.
So yeah, three rivers, Ganges, Yamuna, and Saraswati converge at this place. People generally go to the riverbank. They perform some ritual with the flowers in their hand and the incense sticks. Then they go into the water, take few dips, and then they offer water to the sun. That's how they pray.
So while you try to come up with the name of the city in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, consider this. The Kumbh Mela attracts millions of people. So you can imagine it's easy to get lost. Happens quite often, according to Mukesh Sharma.
Basically, there is a holy dip festival coming on 10th of February, which is one of the biggest occasions when probably more than 10 million people would take the dip. So more and more people are coming in, which means people are surrounded everywhere. I mean, you know, when I came here first, I mean, I've been born and brought up in this country, but I was quite amazed. Thousands and thousands of tents. And so it has become a city of tents, sort of. And people keep coming in. So yeah, I mean, a great sight altogether.
Now, in a crowd of millions, you've got families and people are bound to get lost or go missing. How big a problem is that at the Kumbh Mela?
Well, it has been a big problem. So what happens, you know, Kumbh Mela happens this month, basically January and February, during these months. And every year, this lost and found camp has been at this place in Allahabad. So the figure I got from the organizers was till last year, and they've been here from since 1946. So we're talking about in last 66 years. According to them, they've reunited 1,064,000 men and women, as well as 19,717 children. And it has been almost 1 month into the Kumbh Mela. And according to the organizers of one of the lost and found centers, on 10th of February, which is going to be a big date, roughly 25,000 to 30,000 people within one single day would probably reach their centers, who must have been probably, they would get lost somewhere. I mean, so they would probably reach there and they would have to work extra hours to reunite them. So the big day is coming, 10th of February. But yes, the camp has been pretty busy.
That is extraordinary. Have you spoken with any people who have been lost? I mean, is it scary?
It is scary. I spoke to a few of them and they were literally in tears. Of course, being lost is something, I mean, and then being there for 5-6 hours and still waiting for the relatives to come and take them. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been there and scared. What happens actually, they come in group of 5 or 10. So if, you know, like 2 or 3 people stop at any of the shops to look for anything while the group moves on, then these are the things how they get lost. And people are not aware of the telephones and technologies. I mean, even if one of the members has got the telephones, probably the other one won't even remember the number or, you know, these are the issues. So this is why they're getting lost here.
Well, let's hear from a few of the people you met who were lost, Mukesh.
We were going to take a dip, but my grandfather got lost somewhere. He was left behind. He was saying, "Don't worry about me." But then he got lost. And his cell phone is not properly charged. So when we dial, it says it is switched off.
My name is Malti. I came here with my sister-in-law and nephew. I got lost at an ashram where I was having some food. I was asking for water to wash my hands, but those giving out food were too busy. And then I realized I had been separated. I have been desperately waiting for them since this afternoon.
Mukesh Sharma, I'm wondering how many different languages are spoken at the Kumbh Mela? I mean, that itself must make things confusing.
Yes, that makes it confusing. See, people are coming from all the states, from east to south. And, you know, so from every state, it's a different language in every state. So what happens? I ask the same question to the organizers, that you can't speak all these languages. So how do you manage to reunite them? So the solution to that is they often put the person whose language they can't understand. So they ask them, they request them to announce and pass on the message. So on the loudspeaker, basically those people announce their messages, and then they just keep waiting for the relatives or the group to come and collect them.
What's your own experience of the festival like? Is it a deeply moving spiritual experience, or is it more like a party?
It is spiritual. I'll tell you why. Because, you know, when you see hundreds and thousands of people coming from all parts of India and from different walks of life coming and spending time here and just basically all for a dip in the holy Ganges and the Sangam, where basically the Ganges and the Yamuna River and Saraswati River come together. I mean, that's the spiritual thing. And when you see all these people who are completely, you know, moved by these religious feelings, and they're here for this one sole purpose, coming from I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of kilometers away. So yeah, it's a moving experience. In this lost and found center, if no one comes to collect a person, then these guys who are at the lost and found center, they from their own pocket get the ticket and get the address and everything and send them back. So these charities are going on. I mean, it's a huge thing. And so yes, it has been very fascinating experience.
The BBC's Mukesh Sharma at the early days of the massive religious festival in India, the Kumbh Mela, near the city of Allahabad in the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Thank you very much, Mukesh.
Sure.
And Allahabad, by the way, is the answer to the GeoQuiz.